Nashville medical providers say southern states need help figuring out how to care for transgender people. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports panelists from Middle Tennessee addressed a transgender health conference in Philadelphia this weekend.
There is the complex issue of cultural acceptance in conservative parts of the country, but Vanderbilt-trained neuroscientist Cale Edmiston, who is transgender, says the more basic issue is access to specialists.
You have a more spread out population, and so it becomes difficult to sustain something like a transgender health clinic. Whereas, in New York and Boston and Philadelphia, there are freestanding trans-specific health clinics.
Patients will drive to Nashville from as far away as Louisiana to get discounted hormone therapy, says nurse practitioner Alice Sattler. She's one of the only providers in the region who will begin hormone therapy without making someone see a psychiatrist first.
When somebody comes in and say they're transgender and they want hormone therapy to transition, I say, I believe you, that's great. We'll talk about the risks and benefits and get started.
Sattler also will treat uninsured patients, but even those who qualify for TEN care aren't any better off because the state doesn't pay for gender reassignment surgery or hormone therapy. States like California do. And Sattler says most of the medical literature assumes there is coverage.
Everything out there, all the research, guidelines, everything is geared towards East Coast, West Coast. It's either New York or San Francisco. And there is just nothing about the South.
Sattler says it's time for the medical community to talk openly about how getting good care as a transgender person depends heavily on where they live. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.